At NAPA, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, NAPA has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission: to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know. NAPA know-how!
This is Motor Racing Network Classics, presented by MRN.
The following is a presentation of MRN Radio, the voice of NASCAR racing.
The NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series moves to the heartland of America for the eighth race of the 1999 season at the I-70 Speedway in Odessa, Missouri. A tough, high-banked half-mile bull ring with a reputation for close fender-banging racing. NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series veteran Butch Miller arrived at this event as a favorite to win. Miller tasted I-70 victory years before the trucks rolled into town and feels he has a handle on how to get around this grueling surface.
One or two is pretty good. You can run side-by-side through one or two without any difficulty. Three and four, coming off of turn four, the track gets narrow quick, and you need to use the whole racetrack. So if you're on the outside, there's a lot of marbles out there usually, and you're going to slap the wall if you're not careful.
A poor qualifying run has Miller buried deep in the field while Stacy Compton's Dodge sits on the pole. Live from the I-70 Speedway in Odessa, Missouri, the O'Reilly Auto Parts 200, next.
MRN Radio presents NASCAR Today.
For the last 30 years, some of America's best short track racers have flocked to a plot of land just outside of Kansas City to challenge the high bank turns of one of the country's toughest short tracks. Today, 32 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series teams are poised and ready to take on I-70 Speedway for 200 laps of intense competition. Hello and good afternoon, everyone. I'm Fred Armstrong alongside Kurt Becker. And Kurt, this is a racetrack where everyone agrees that experience is one of the keys to victory.
And Fred, this is the fifth time the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series has come to this speedway, so a lot of the regulars on the circuit have had a chance maybe to get more accustomed to the surroundings. But for those who are not regulars on this series, this track also hosts a number of other touring divisions. Drivers who have competed here in the past, for example, in ASA competition, the Slim Jim All-Pro Series, a lot of drivers with those backgrounds are also in the lineup here today, and of course, short track experience in general will be a factor here this afternoon.
Quite a few of the teams ran extremely well in practice yesterday, then had a poor qualifying run last night. And I think that further emphasizes the degree of difficulty here at I-70.
If you want an idea of just how difficult this racetrack is, consider the fact that of the top 10 right now in the point standings, none has won at this racetrack. But there are so many drivers who have been in a position in the past to win here, only to have the track kind of reach up and bite them late in the race. And for those with qualifying problems who will start deep in the field today, perhaps the biggest challenge will be working their way up to the front without using up their equipment.
Well, the race fans are filing in and set to go for 200 laps around this half-mile bull ring. Right now, let's head down to the grid and talk to some of the drivers who we think will be a factor to win here today. First off, let's talk to Stacy Compton. He had the point lead up till last week. Engine trouble in Pikes Peak knocked him back down to third. Today, he starts on the pole with hopes of getting back on top of that point lead. Let's check in with him and Mike Bagley of Dover, Delaware.
Stacy Compton, new track record, 17.034 seconds, 114.759 miles an hour. Stacy, you were in mid-pack all practice long, then came on like gangbusters in Bud Pole qualifying. What did you and the guys change on the truck between practice and the qualifying attempt?
Well, I tell you, the guys made some great changes on this RC Dodge. Basically changed everything but the steering wheel, and it was a good change for us. I mean, the guys done a good job all day. We had a good truck in our really race setup, and we just didn't know about qualifying, and they made some changes, and it was some good changes. We got the RC Dodge up front, now we just need to stay there all day.
Before last week, your highest finishing, or actually your lowest finishing, highest, lowest, whatever you want to call it, was fourth. No worse than fourth. Then, engine problems last week, you were 28th. How can you make up for lost ground? You were dropped from first to third in the point standings. How can you make up for lost ground on a half-mile bull ring?
Well, I think it's a good way to start. You know, we need to, you know, Kevin said Monday in our team meeting, he said we need to go out here, sit on a pole, lead as many laps as we can, and try to win this thing. And if we can do that, that's all we can do. And you know, that's our goal today, is go out and try to do that. We want to win a race. We want to win that championship, too, and we need to get points.
At Stacy Compton, he'll start on the Bud Pole for the second time in 1999.
One driver who already has a short track victory under his belt this year is Jimmy Hensley, having taken the event at Martinsville, Virginia just a few weeks ago. And qualifying has been particularly strong for him and his Dodge Motorsports machine throughout the course of the season. But today, Hensley starts on the front row for the first time in 1999. Right now, he's standing by with our Alex Hayden of Goldsboro, North Carolina.
Well, Jimmy, you got a second place finish here at I-70 and among the quickest in practice all weekend. Question is, can you keep your Dodge up front?
Well, we'd like to today. You know, the track's got a little problem with the track coming up a little bit. We'd like to stay up front if possible. We've been pretty quick in practice and had a good qualifying effort last night. And the Dodge by Petty's running really well. And just hopefully we can keep it out of trouble today and stay up front.
Doesn't seem to be too much middle ground for you so far in this young season. Finishing 7th or better in 4 starts, yet 21st or worse in the other 3 events. Coming off of a top 5, can you keep the momentum up today?
Well, we hope so. We've had a couple of motor problems, and I got in some water at Monroe, Washington, and finished way back. So when we have finished, we've been up in the top 10, so that's what we're looking for today.
Jimmy Hensley starts his Dodge from the outside of the front row.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. 4 tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. 4 tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Two-time NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series champion Ron Hornaday regained the point lead and his form last week with a solid finish at Pikes Peak Raceway in Colorado. He'll build on that momentum with a solid qualifying run yesterday, and today he'll start 3rd. Let's check in with Mike Bagley.
Well, Ron's taking some time to sign some autographs for the fans in the stands, walking up to the fence here, the outside wall on the front straightaway. And Ron, this is a fast half mile. High banks, what's going to be the biggest challenge today?
Trying to sign all these autographs through this fence. It's the toughest one right now. I tell you what, they shave this track, and it's going to be tough on tires, and we're just going to have to wait it out and see what the first set does until we get some rubber put down. But these guys done an awesome job getting this Napa Chevrolet to qualify up in the top 3, which changed a lot of front-end geometry and stuff. So hopefully we learn something, and hopefully it's not too loose right now, but we're going to find out.
You finished in the top 10 in all of the 7 races so far but one, and that was at the Martinsville Speedway in Virginia. Every top 10 finish you've gotten appears to be a hard-fought fight. Why the first quarter of the season you guys have been so challenged?
I don't know that. If I can get an answer, it'd be good. But, we're just working hard. It's not nothing we're doing wrong. It's just, you know, you've definitely got to finish, and that's what we've been doing. But we're learning a little bit about the new Silverado body. We're learning a lot where these springs we ran last year is not working. So we've got to go to a different a look at the whole truck and the whole package. So I think we're trying to find something right now. It's one of them things where we're starting low on air pressure. We popped a tire in a couple races. It's a learning curve for us again. And, you know, every time you come to this truck series, there's new talent out here, and we just got to keep running harder. You know, before it was kind of a breeze when the first year in 95, and all of a sudden 99 is one of the toughest series you can run in. So we're learning much more.
That's Ron Hornaday looking to find the handle on the Napa Auto Park Chevrolet, also looking to find his 3rd victory of the 1999 season.
Let's head back down to the grid and continue our dialogue with some of the drivers who should be a factor here today.
Already we have discussed the fact that experience could play a big role in this afternoon's race. Well, how about a rookie driver and a rookie crew chief, as long as that rookie driver has had plenty of experience at this speedway and other touring divisions? His name is Scott Hansen. He starts 4th, and he's standing by with Alex Hayden.
Well, Scott, you've run an awful lot of laps here at I-70 Speedway and put in your best truck qualifying effort this weekend. Made some changes to the truck this morning. Can you keep the truck up front today?
Well, we're sure hoping so. That's why we made all the changes. And just got to thank this whole Oakwood Home Chevrolet crew for doing what they did for me here.
That's Scott Hansen. He rolls off 4th today.
Kevin Harvick kind of had a slow start to the season, a couple of finishes up in the 20s. But since then, he's had 5 top 10s in a row. He sits 4th in the points. The question is, can he put his first career NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series win together today? Here's Mike Bagley.
Well, let's find out. Kevin Harvick getting the belt cinched up here in the Porter Cable Ford. Kevin, we look at the record books in the last 5 races. You've got a 3rd, a 2nd, a 10th, a 2nd, and a 9th. You've qualified 13th. What's the game plan to get to the front?
Well, I tell you what, these Porter Cable guys have done an awesome job with this Ford, and, you know, this is one of those survival places. I mean, this is going to be a root and gouge place here, so we're just going to try to keep the fenders on it for a while and try and get up in the top 7 or 8 and ride around, and we'll just see what happens from there.
It's Kevin Harvick hoping to survive to win today's race in Odessa, Missouri.
One driver who has had a good record at this racetrack is Butch Miller, who has completed 798 of 800 laps he has run on this racetrack. But today he has his work cut out for him, starting back in the 26th position. Let's get his thoughts with Alex Hayden.
Butch Miller, one of the favorites heading into the weekend, and backing that up by consistently being one of the quickest in practice. But you start back here in 26. What's the strategy here? Do you press things early or do you wait and use some patience?
You've got to use patience. It's dangerous back here. And the track is really a narrow racetrack. So we just got to take our time with the Dana Dodge. The backstretch pit is definite disadvantage. And I think we're going to really struggle to finish up in the top 5 or 10 today. And it's a shame because we've got one of the fastest trucks.
That's Butch Miller. A long way to go and a short time to get there. Butch Miller rolls off 26th.
We're very close to the start of the O'Reilly Auto Parts 200. 200 laps of NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series action in Odessa, Missouri.
MRN Radio presents the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. Today, the O'Reilly Auto Parts 200.
On a nearly picture-perfect afternoon, no thunder showers in the area. They rolled through earlier this week. The thunder is on the racetrack now, and there are 32 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series trucks getting set to go for 200 laps. Let's take a look at the starting lineup.
Starting from 32nd position will be Tom Hubert of Cottonwood, California. Randy Briggs of Kansas City, Kansas rolls off 31st. From Hickory, North Carolina, Marty Houston starts 30th. Napa, California's Phil Bonifield starts 29th. From 28th position, Ryan McGlynn of Shikshinney, Pennsylvania. Rob Morgan of Conway, Arkansas will start 27th. From 26th, Butch Miller of Coopersville, Michigan. Starting 25th, Brian Reffner of Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. Florence, South Carolina's Ron Barfield will start 24th. Randy Renfro of Wilson, North Carolina, substituting for Rick Corelli, starts 23rd. Lance Norrick of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, starts 22nd. And Lonnie Rush of Pickerington, Ohio, filling in for Mike Swaim, starts 21st.
20th on the grid, Terry Cook out of Sylvania, Ohio. Coventry, Rhode Island's Mike Stefanik starts 19th. 18th starter is Tim Steele. He's out of Coopersville, Michigan, and West Salem, Wisconsin's Jay Sauter is 17th. Mike Wallace will start 16th. He's out of St. Louis, Missouri, and Hickory, North Carolina's Andy Houston will be 15th. Going 14th, Jamie McMurray out of Limited, Missouri. Bakersfield, California's Kevin Harvick is 13th. 12th on the grid, Kevin Zwinski. He's out of Masani, Wisconsin, and Newton, North Carolina's Dennis Setzer is 11th.
A look at the top 10. David Starr of Houston, Texas starts 10th. Mike Bliss of Milwaukee, Oregon starting 9th. Rick Crawford of Mobile, Alabama goes from 8th. Jack Sprague of Spring Lake, Michigan starts 7th. Greg Biffle of Vancouver, Washington will start from 6th. Starting in the 5th position, Randy Tolsma of Meridian, Idaho. Rolling off 4th is Scott Hansen of Green Bay, Wisconsin. Ron Hornaday of Palmdale, California starts 3rd. Jimmy Hensley of Ridgeway, Virginia starts 2nd. And on the Bud pole and track record speed of 114.759 miles per hour, Hurt Virginia's Stacy Compton.
This track is 1/2 mile in length. Our 5th member of the broadcast will be brought in here in just a moment as we get set to go green. That's Jason Toy. He's out of Huntington, West Virginia. He'll call the action today in turns 2, 3, and 4. Right now, Stacy Compton paces the field off the fourth corner. The pace truck is off. We're set to go racing.
Field just a few yards from the start of the O'Reilly Auto Parts 200. They come down to the line. Stacy Compton and Jimmy Hensley, a couple of dodges at the front of the field, and the green flag goes in the air, and Compton is quick on the brake with Ron Hornaday right behind.
Ron Hornaday quick on the throttle, gets down to the inside, hugs the bottom part of the track. The first four in a single file line down the back straightaway. They kick up a little dust going back into turn four.
Single file in the top 10. Now Hornaday puts the pressure on Compton coming off the corner. A little tap to the tailgate across the line. Compton holds onto the lead as he races off to one.
Compton drifts up a little bit, allows Ron Hornaday to get down to the inside, but then Compton quickly shuts down the inside. Hornaday right on his back tailgate. They head back into turn three. Hornaday looks for the lead.
A Dodge Chevrolet battle for the top spot. Hornaday again tucks back into line behind Compton. Takes a look, a half lane to the inside. They're back to one.
Compton's able to hold onto that spot. Hornaday gives him a little bit of a nudge in the back tailgate coming off turn two. Tries a slingshot to the inside. Contacted. They make the run down into turn three. Hornaday gets over the top spot.
He will grab the lead in the third corner coming off turn four and across the line. Ron Hornaday leads on the fourth lap. He'll head off to turn one. Everyone in pursuit.
Ron Hornaday drifts up a little bit through the turn. Jimmy Hensley now trying to make the run on the back end of Stacy Compton. The leaders are staying single file. Now as Hensley makes a look to the inside, it's cut off by Compton back in four.
Hensley runs out of racetrack, so now gets back into line behind Stacy Compton, as this time by, the leaders all go single file, led by Ron Hornaday.
Ron Hornaday leads him back into the turn. Everybody staying to the bottom part of the track. They go around the lap car or lap truck out of the inside, but everybody looking back up towards the wide side of the track, drops it back down to the bottom, going back through four.
Early troubles for Phil Bonifield. He peels off the back straightaway and heads down to the pit lane, but right now the battle for second and up front is hot in turn one.
Stacy Compton slips up a little bit, allows Jimmy Hensley back down to the inside, but Hensley cannot get all the way up there as Compton shuts it back down again, staying single file back to the first 15.
Here's Randy Tolsma in the fourth position now, closing in behind Jimmy Hensley.
In one turn. Ryan McGlynn spins around in front of the leaders. Back in turn two, single truck accident as McGlynn gets it fired back up again.
So Ryan McGlynn will bring out the first caution of the afternoon. It comes out with 194 laps remaining in this 200-lap contest, 6 laps up on the scoreboard. Ron Hornaday, Stacy Compton, Jimmy Hensley, Randy Tolsma, and Scott Hansen, that's your top five, with Jack Sprague, Greg Biffle, Rick Crawford, Mike Bliss, David Starr, Dennis Setzer. That takes you through 11. Kevin Harvick running 12th. Andy Houston is 13th. Jay Sauter, 14th. Kevin Zawinski, 15th. 16th is Mike Stefanik. 17th, Jamie McMurray. 18th, Mike Wallace. 19th is Lonnie Rush. And Tim Steele will round up the top 20. Terry Cook, Butch Miller, Randy Renfro, Brian Refter, Lance Norrick, Ron Barfield, Rob Morgan, Marty Houston, Randy Briggs, and Ryan McGlynn will round up the top 30.
Motorsports isn't complicated. It's made up of races where you go as fast as you can, as best as you can, and as sideways as you can. Our team, Toyota Gazoo Racing. Toyota makes some seriously fast cars, and they all have great drivers, ones that win, like win a lot. Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell, they're all part of a big, happy family of speed demons. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
As they head off turn three down the back straightaway, everybody slows, acknowledges the caution flag, and Ryan McGlynn's truck will continue on. Jason, looks like he just lost it in the corner.
He was running back in the back of the pack with Randy Briggs. Both of those guys got together. Briggs was able to keep his upright and then straight down the back straightaway. McGlynn was left sitting back up here in the high bank of turn number two. He got it fired back up and continued on. Looking at the truck from high atop turn two over here, doesn't seem like there's any damage on the double zero.
So right now the field continues under caution behind the pace truck, and we talked earlier today about the role that experience might play in this race. And already the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series career short track win leader, Ron Hornaday, made it clear from the outset he was determined to grab the lead for Ed of the opening laps.
You know, everybody had a little bit of a struggle here this weekend just trying to find the setup, and Hornaday was certainly one of the folks who in the early practice sessions changed this, changed that, tried a few different things. But it seems as if the strong guys continue to shuffle up to the top. I mean, the tough guys in this series right now are running up front, and they seem to be able to come to a facility like this with all the challenges and make the proper adjustments, get that truck working under racing conditions as they are now. Let's head down to pit road.
Update for Phil Bonifield. Fred, before that caution, he brought his truck behind the wall. He has broken a rear end gear and is trying to fix it right now.
Green flag comes out as they race off the fourth corner. Hornaday gets back in the gas. Battle is for third, side by side off to turn one.
Randy Tolsma gets a good jump, and then Hensley closes it back down to the inside as they hug the yellow line. Hensley will hold on to that third position. Tolsma falls back into a single file. Single file all the way back to the top 20.
Here comes the race leader, Ron Hornaday, back out of turn four, now with a couple of truck lengths on Stacy Compton, who again has Jimmy Hensley moving up to his inside in turn one.
Hensley gets good positioning out of the inside of Compton. Now Tolsma trying to make the run on the inside of the RC Cola Dodge, but then the Dodge cuts it off. Stacy Compton holds down the third spot.
He'll get the challenge again from Randy Tolsma in the corner, but that settles down. Coming off the turn, now Hensley wants a piece of the lead. He'll dive down low in turn one.
Hensley gets a good run on the back of Hornaday, gives him a little bit of a nudge, allows Hornaday to slide up the track a little bit. Hensley gets the preferred line to the inside. Hornaday has to try to keep it out of the outside wall, falls back into a single file line back through turn three and four.
So now Hornaday, the Chevrolet meet in a Dodge sandwich. Jimmy Hensley's Dodge at the front, and Ron Hornaday, Chevrolet in pursuit.
Now Hornaday staying right on the back bumper of that Dodge, driven by Jimmy Hensley. Now Hornaday gets a little bit of a cushion back to that third spot of Stacy Compton. Jack Sprague further back trying to make a run for that fifth position on the back end of Hansen.
Yeah, Sprague definitely putting the pressure on Hansen down the back straightaway. Hansen now slips to the inside. Sprague goes high. Battle for fifth's on in one.
Sprague's able to take over that spot, brings Greg Biffle with him for a moment. Now Scott Hansen slides up a little bit and tries to cut off the Granger Ford. Hansen down to the inside. It's Biffle on the outside. Side by side, back through three.
Greg Biffle now up to the sixth position. Scott Hansen kicked back to seventh. He's in danger of losing that spot. Rick Crawford moves up to the high side.
Further back up towards the front, Hornaday slips up a little bit, allows Compton to get up on the back tailgate of him. It bunches up second through fourth, second through fifth back in the field.
Battle is for third again, coming off turn number four as Randy Tolsma peeks down to the inside of his teammate. Stacy Compton holds on to the position. From second through fifth is hot in turn two.
Jack Sprague gets up right on the back bumper of Randy Tolsma, but they stay up in the single file line. Ron Hornaday having a hard time keeping the truck down to the bottom part of the track in one and two.
Meanwhile, the race leader, Jimmy Hensley, has absolutely checked out on the rest of the field. Hensley in front by 10 truck lengths, heading back to turn two.
Hensley's able to keep that truck to the bottom part of the track. Now Hornaday lets the back end of his truck slide out a little bit. Gets Stacy Compton on the back tailgate of him. Then it's Tolsma, Sprague, and Biffle, your front six.
Battle for second, third, fourth, and fifth, tight in the corner. Now Greg Biffle will join it. Make it the battle for six as well.
Trouble back in turn two. One truck spins around again. It's Randy Briggs and Ryan McGlynn directly in front of the leaders. Briggs is left sitting in the bottom part of the track.
Randy Briggs pretty well out of harm's way, so we stay green for the moment. Briggs' truck now stalls off in the corner. Let's go back out to Jason Toy.
Ryan McGlynn and Briggs are racing again further back in the pack and got messed up in it again. This time it's Briggs that's left standing. They get fired back up in front of the leaders, Jimmy Hensley. We're back up under green.
Jimmy Hensley now works his way off the end of the backstretch and into turn number three. Has to go wide, first of all, to get around the Randy Briggs truck, now to get around Ryan McGlynn's machine, as the battle for second is on in turn number one.
Stacy Compton makes the run down to the inside. Hornaday slips up a little bit, but he jumps back on the accelerator coming off the turn. They make contact. Now as Compton gets a little sideways, keeps the truck straight, and allows Tolsman to get up on the outside of Compton to take over the spot.
A little sideways would have to be an understatement. Compton with an amazing save coming off the second corner, back on the gas. That's a tough part of the racetrack as Stacy Compton holds on now to the fourth position. Jimmy Hensley shows the way. It's Ron Hornaday, Randy Tolsma, Stacy Compton, and Jack Sprague in pursuit. A caution has come out for an incident in turn two.
Tim Steele on the outside got hung up out in the marbles up on the top side of this 30 degrees of banking. Hit the wall just coming out of turn one in the between turns one and two. Rode the wall, literally got up on his side and rode it all the way down. He comes to rest the top of the banking in turn two.
A hard crash for Tim Steele. He is yet to emerge from his machine. That will slow down the field. Let's take a look at how they ran across the line at the caution. Jimmy Hensley showing the way with Randy Tolsma second. Stacy Compton third. Jack Sprague fourth. Fifth is Greg Biffle. Dennis Setzer is sixth. Ron Hornaday rides seventh. And Ron Hornaday, the last time we came by, seemed like he may have had some contact with the outside wall, Mike Bagley.
That's right. Ron Hornaday having a problem. The truck is extremely loose when he comes off of the corner, meaning the back end wants to kick out, and that didn't help his problem coming off the corner there. They're going to make a massive chassis adjustment and also change right side tires under this caution flag for Ron Hornaday.
So Hornaday makes his plans to come in under caution. We'll see who else may take their way down pit road as Jimmy Hensley now heads off turn number four, and we'll see if anybody comes down the pit lane for some service. We're awfully early in this contest. However, some of the drivers may want to come down the pit lane. Perhaps those that are having some trouble with the chassis setup are in the early going.
That could be the case. In fact, Jimmy Hensley was well out in front of the rest of the field, so it could be we will see some drivers try to make some adjustments to see what they can do about catching him once this race gets back underway. Right now, Ron Hornaday has just headed down the pit lane. Let's go back to Mike Bagley.
And the crew comes over the wall. They do have damage to the right side and also a little bit of damage to the left side. Right now, the crew is filling the truck with 76 racing fuel, also changing right side tires, and one, two, three rounds, three cranks on the ratchet end of the track bar on the right rear. Ron Hornaday pulling away now, but it's going to be definitely back, way back in the field.
So a track bar adjustment for Ron Hornaday to try to solve his loose condition coming off the corners. And as we talk to the drivers, Kurt, especially here in turn four, they talk about how important it is to be able to point the nose down the straightaway and just how quickly that wall comes up on you out of the turn.
And it could be also, Fred, that when there are problems getting through the turn four into the racetrack, the drivers will tell you sometimes that can carry over if you don't get the setup right all the way down into turns one and two, which is the area where so far this afternoon we've seen some trouble spots early in this race.
Right now, the cleanup activities continue off in the turn two area. Let's go back out to Jason Toy.
The safety crew is with Tim Steele. They had to spray a little bit of water up underneath the motor, a little bit of smoke starting to come out. But the safety crew and the ambulance are still working with Tim Steele. His window net is down, and it looks like they are talking with him, though.
NASCAR activities continue throughout the country today. Tonight at the Lowe's Motor Speedway, Bud Pohl qualifying will be on tap at 7 o'clock. That's Eastern Daylight Time, our coverage of Bud Pohl qualifying at the Lowe's Motor Speedway. Then tonight, the Winston at 7:15 Eastern Daylight Time at the Lowe's Motor Speedway. The all-star race for NASCAR, the Winston at Lowe's Motor Speedway, and our airtime again, 7:15 Eastern Daylight Time. Jimmy Hensley paces the field right now with Randy Tolsma, Stacy Compton, Jack Sprague, and Greg Biffle chasing him. Dennis Setzer has moved his way up to sixth. Seventh is Rick Crawford. Eighth is Kevin Harvick. Andy Houston is ninth, and that's a pretty good advance for Andy Houston. He started 15th, and Alex Hayden, they're having a pretty good day so far.
Indeed they are, Fred. Working their way through the traffic, they say the truck is perfect. Truck is perfect through the corners, coming off the corners. No problems down here in the Addington Racing Machine.
One driver who has not had a good run so far here this afternoon, although he had high hopes coming into the race, is Scott Hansen, who started up in the fourth position, but he has backslid outside the top 10. Mike Bagley, you've been down near that end of pit road. Are they saying anything in the Scott Hansen pit?
Oh, yeah, they're saying a lot. They've backslid all the way to 14th. Wally Brown's the crew chief. Wally, what's the problem on the truck?
Right now, the truck's just real tight in the middle getting off. We made some changes this morning to help his looseness yesterday. Just went a little too far.
Yeah, right now the crew's really chasing the chassis. Either the trucks are way too loose or way too tight, and they really need that first caution flag to come down and make their adjustments.
They continue to work on Tim Steele's truck over in the Turn 2 area as we remained under caution here. 167 laps remain. Let's take you back through the field. Jimmy Hensley, we said, is your leader with Randy Tolsma second. Stacy Compton is third with Jack Sprague fourth and Greg Biffle fifth. Dennis Setzer rides sixth. Seventh is Rick Crawford. Eighth, Kevin Harvick. Ninth is Andy Houston. And 10th is Jay Sauter.
Cleanup continues over on the Turn 2 into the racetrack. Tim Steele having made contact with the wall. This is his first year of NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series competition. And Tim has talked about the fact that this is kind of a new experience for him. He comes out of a very strong ARCA background where he won not only on the super speedways, for which he was most noted, but also on the short tracks. But making the transition so far to the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, he's had to adjust more to running in the middle of the pack, if you will, and fighting his way up through the field. He did pick up a career-high 13th place at Pike's Peak last weekend, but did not have the kind of afternoon he was hoping for here today.
Let's take you a little bit farther back through the field. Kevin Zawinski rides 11th right now with Mike Bliss 12th, Mike Stefanik 13th, 14th is Scott Hansen. He has backslid in a big way, as we reported a moment ago. Mike Wallace 15th with David Starr 16th, 17th is Lonnie Rush, 18th is Butch Miller. He's beginning to advance through the field. Randy Renfro 19th with Ron Barfield 20th.
Going back further through the running order, in 21st position, Lance Norrick in 22nd, Brian Reffner, then Jamie McMurray rides 23rd, Terry Cook is currently 24th, Marty Houston 25th, Rob Morgan in the 26th spot, followed by Ron Hornaday, who shows now back in 27th. Then it's Ryan McGlynn in 28th, Tim Steele in 29th after his accident, then Randy Briggs, Tom Hubert, and Phil Bonifield to complete the field.
Most of the cleanup activities are pretty much concluded off in Turn 2. Let's check in quickly once again with Jason Toy.
They were talking with Tim Steele in the car. He did take his helmet off, and they did, as a precaution, went ahead and put a neck roll on him. But he did get himself out of the truck and put himself onto the stretcher with a little bit of assistance. But he is awake and alert, and they've got him into the ambulance now as they clean up the 21 truck.
Just getting back to green at I-70 Speedway in Odessa, Missouri, just outside of Kansas City. And Jimmy Hensley continues to show the way as he crosses the line. But this time, Randy Tolsman's not letting him get away as they race off to one.
Dodge versus Dodge. Matter of fact, Dodge is in the top three as Tolsman stays right up on the back end of Hensley. But a change for position in a battle. Dennis Setzer trying to hold out of the spot. It's Biffle on the outside for the fifth position.
Here's Greg Biffle's Ford outside of Dennis Setzer's Dodge. They come off of turn four. They stay side by side and now throw Kevin Harvick into that mix as well.
Kevin Harvick in the Ford trying to stay up with him. He slips up the track a little bit, allows Rick Crawford to get on his back bumper. Setzer takes over the spot as everybody falls back to a single file line back in turn three.
Battle shapes up for the third position now, coming off the fourth corner and across the line, 40 laps up on the scoreboard. Jack Sprague hounding Stacy Compton for the spot.
Stacy Compton slips up a little bit, then closes the door again on Jack Sprague as Sprague gets right up on his back tailgate, down the back straightaway, through the dog leg, back into turn three.
Battle for third remains a good one again. Here's Jack Sprague taking a look to the inside of Stacy Compton's machine. Nothing doing there. He follows him back into the corner.
Jack Sprague tries to get the hard run to the inside, but Compton shuts down the door again. Compton gets the advantage. He lets it drift all the way out to the outside wall through the dog leg. Hugs the bottom part of the groove back to turn three.
We're talking about the race for third, where Stacy Compton continues to feel the pressure from Jack Sprague. Took a couple of peaks down low, but Jason Toy hasn't shown his hand quite yet.
Tell you what, Compton's able to muster that truck out of the inside with some strong muscle there. Jack Sprague is trying to stay right on the bumper, waiting for something to happen and waiting for Compton to slip up to pick up the spot.
One driver who has been on the move since the restart is Ron Hornaday. He was 27th when they dropped the green flag. Right now, he comes back out of turn four. He has already picked up about eight positions since the restart, and he's back in turn one.
And he's trying to look on the back bumper now of Renfro. Directly in front of Renfro is the truck of David Starr. They're staying in a single file line back through the dog leg, back into turn three.
Ron Hornaday came down the pit lane for a second stop at this last caution period, and Mike Bagley, they pulled some sheet metal away. Are they concerned at all about perhaps some problems with the sheet metal rubbing on the tires?
Well, let's ask Sandy Jones, the crew chief for Ron Hornaday, right now getting some time. Sandy, Ron made some contact with the outside wall. Are you concerned about that?
Made no contact with that ball, of course.
No concern about the sheet metal damage on the Napa brake, Chevrolet.
Back with you here at the I-70 Speedway in Odessa, Missouri, where Jimmy Hensley is back in his form so far today. That form, he's pulling away from the rest of the field. Randy Tolsma is staying with him, but still about 10 truck lengths behind. Stacy Compton is in third. That's a hot battle, with Compton being pursued right now by Jack Sprague and Dennis Setzer. Greg Biffle all by himself on the racetrack, running in sixth. Seventh is Kevin Harvick. Eighth is Rick Crawford. Ninth is Andy Houston. And 10th is Jay Sauter. We've only had two caution periods so far here this afternoon. The second one for a crash up in turn two involving Tim Steele. It's a pretty hard shot. Let's check in with Alex Hayden down in the Mobile Infield Care Center.
Well, Tim Steele still remains inside the care center. We'll have a word with Tim when he's released.
And on the racetrack, Dennis Setzer is on the move once again. Setzer has broken into the top five. Right now, he has just made the pass on Jack Sprague to take over the fourth spot. He closes in on Stacy Compton's truck next and Jason Toy. We've been watching Dennis Setzer for the last several laps around this racetrack. He appears to have his Dodge hooked up in pretty fine fashion.
I'll tell you what, his Dodge is able to stay right down on the bottom of the part of the track where most drivers have been able to slip up going through turns one and two. Keeps it down on the inside, now trying to make the move in on Compton. Has the good position. They're side by side back to the turns.
Dennis Setzer started 11th. Now he has swung down to the inside of the racetrack and grabbed the position away from Stacy Compton. So put him third. Dennis Setzer with a pretty good run. He continues to race off turn two in pursuit of Randy Tolsma.
Gets around Compton, now gives himself about a three truck length cushion. The Ryan McGlynn truck, the lap truck, separates him and Tolsma off four.
Checking with the race leader, Jimmy Hensley. He is now beginning to catch the tail end of the field. He's starting to work his way through lap traffic in turn two.
Rob Morgan directly in front of him, down the dog leg, back straight away, back into turn three. Morgan down on the bottom side. Hensley's going to look to the top side off four.
Jimmy Hensley tiptoeing his way off the fourth corner, continues to show the way. He'll tuck in behind Rob Morgan, pick up a quick draft down the front straightaway, swing to the high side, and get by in turn two.
And then shuts the door back down on him. Hensley will now set his sights up towards the back of the pack, and up next will be Marty Houston, the rest of the lap vehicles. One truck that continues to slip back. That's Mike Wallace in the two truck.
Mike Wallace, in fact, has been struggling to keep pace throughout the course of the afternoon as the leaders now come across the start-finish line. And here's the battle for the second spot in turn one.
Dennis Setzer goes to the inside. It's Dodge versus Dodge. Tolsma slips up. Setzer takes over the spot down the back straightaway. Stacy Compton keeps the truck from going sideways directly in front of Jack Sprague back in three.
Jimmy Hensley, Randy Tolsma, and Dennis Setzer pace the field right now. In a moment, we'll come back and find out just what's going on in the Setzer Dodge that has them running so well. It's all Jimmy Hensley right now at the I-70 Speedway in Odessa, Missouri. Welcome back to MRN Radio's live coverage of the O'Reilly Auto Parts 200, where 138 laps remain, 62 in the books, and right now Jimmy Hensley's having his way on the racetrack. One driver who we felt had a pretty good shot to win, although he was buried in the field at the start, was Butch Miller. He practiced extremely well. They had a bad qualifying run, got a little bit mired back in traffic. Now their troubles continue. They've made two pit stops recently. What's the trouble, Mike?
Well, they brought Butch Miller in twice now, and they changed tires both times. Let's go see if we can slide in here and get a comment from Eddie Jones. Eddie, two pit stops early. What's the problem?
We had a real bad vibration. Couldn't figure out what it was, but released so much time this early in the race, we wanted to go ahead and stop and see if we could find the problem. Try to work ourselves back up later on.
Do you think you've diagnosed it?
I think so.
They changed right side tires the first time. They thought they had a tire equalize. Then they brought Butch back in, now changed the left sides, and they think that's going to diagnose the problem.
After starting 11th this afternoon, Dennis Setzer has worked his way up into the second position and now is within a half straightaway or so of race leader Jimmy Hensley. Let's check in at the Setzer pit with Alex Hayden.
Well, crew chief Howard Comstock, and Howard, the truck is really on a roll. What's Dennis saying about the truck?
We're really good right now. He's not got any complaints yet, and we're just trying to run along for a little bit here, try to keep it safe. It's really good to see Dodges 1-4. It's been a long time since it's been that way in NASCAR races.
Awful lot of smiles down here in the Dodge pit of Dennis Setzer. He's got a couple of top fives so far in 1999. He's looking to make a win, his first of the 99 season.
Smiles in the Mopar pit, about five pit stalls down. Let's put the frowns on the faces of the Goodwrench service team. They come over the wall, and Alex Hayden, service is going on right there as Jay Sauter dropped off the pace off the second corner, now sits on the pit lane. Let's head back down to pit road.
Indeed, Todd Barrier's crew swings around to the right side. A couple of pumps on the jack. They change right side, Goodyear Eagles. Jack is down and away. No chassis adjustments. Just two right side tires for Jay Sauter.
So Jimmy Hensley continues to ride around. 69 laps up on the scoreboard with Dennis Setzer second. Randy Tolsma third, but just a moment ago, Jack Sprague blasted by Tolsma, and now Jason Toy, he's set sail.
Jack Sprague has got a little bit of open real estate directly in front of him, and Randy Tolsma's truck is not up to par. Stacy Compton right on his back bumper. Andy Houston, Greg Biffle, Kevin Zawinski, all right there behind, bunched up behind Tolsma.
All that traffic nose to tailgate as it comes back off the corner. Now, here's the battle for the lead beginning to shape up. Jimmy Hensley is caught behind lap traffic. He's got Dennis Setzer bearing down from behind as they race back into the corner.
Hensley right behind the truck of Lance Stork and Scott Hansen. They're staying in a single file line down on the bottom part of the turn. Hensley drifts up high. Setzer looks down. Trouble back in the turn. Ryan McGlynn, Rick Crawford also in trouble over there. Lottie Rush as they swing right back down in front of Jimmy Hensley. Rick Crawford almost takes out the leader.
That was close. Hensley had to bail out in a big way. Crawford, who was one of the ping pong balls involved in that accident, he just got thrown down to the inside of the racetrack. And with a 28-degree banking or 30-degree banking, Kurt, that's easy to do. The car slid right down the banking, or the truck slid right down the banking right in front of Jimmy Hensley. That was a pretty close call down in turn four.
Talk about using every inch of the racetrack available on that end of the speedway. That's exactly what Hensley did. And it came, Fred, just as he was beginning to face a battle for the lead with Dennis Setzer. And in fact, Setzer now has moved by to take over the top spot just before the caution.
So a crash in turn number three will bring out the third caution of the afternoon as Dennis Setzer, Jimmy Hensley, Jack Sprague, Stacy Compton, and Andy Houston continue to show the way. We're under caution for the third time here at the I-70 Speedway. Wholesale pit stops underway. Mike Bagley.
Routine service for Jimmy Hensley, Jack Sprague, Stacy Compton, Randy Tolsma, Greg Biffle, Ron Hornaday, Kevin Sawinski, and Scott Hansen all taking right side tires and 76 Racing gasoline. Now Rick Crawford comes in. A lot of damage to the left side of his Ford. We'll get an update there in a moment. But problems for Randy Tolsma on the pit lane. He got boxed in behind Scott Hansen. The crew had to back him up and then push him out. A momentary delay there for Randy Tolsma. Let's go down pit road to Alex Hayden.
Dennis Setzer had one of the better pit stops of the whole group. He got the team got their truck back out in front of everybody else. Routine stops for Mike Wallace to Mike Stefanik, Ron Barfield. And again, Jay Sauter makes his second pit stop. He has just left pit road as well.
Rick Crawford continues to sit down on the pit lane. A couple of other trucks also having trouble, but most everybody else back out on the racetrack now. And that will shuffle, I believe, Dennis Setzer back up on the leaderboard to the lead position as he crosses the line. We'll watch the scoring monitor update, and Dennis Setzer indeed will have the lead as he will pace the field at the green. Jimmy Hensley scored in second, Stacy Compton third, Andy Houston fourth, Jack Sprague fifth, Kevin Zawinski sixth, seventh is Ron Hornaday, eighth Randy Tolsma, ninth Greg Biffle, and tenth Mike Bliss after our first major round of pit stops. Third caution period of the O'Reilly Parts Auto Parts 200. Dennis Setzer, Jimmy Hensley, Stacy Compton, Andy Houston, and Jack Sprague. That's your top five. Down on the pit lane, Rick Crawford has had an awful long stop after this third caution period where he just got swept up in the accident. Mike Bagley, what's the damage?
Well, it's his second stop, and he just shut the motor off. There's a lot of damage to the right front, as we documented in our last report. Right now, George Church, the crew chief, and the rest of the crew are up under the right front. They're working, it appears, to be around the right front hub of the Ford F-150 driven by Crawford. Right now, they're pulling a lot of sheet metal away, and it looks like the brake duct has also caved in. It's going to be extensive repairs for Rick Crawford, an early afternoon, and certainly a frustrating one so far for the driver from Mobile, Alabama.
Currently at lap 77 in the O'Reilly Auto Parts 200, as the caution flag continues to wave. Earlier this afternoon, Tim Steele made contact with the wall and exited the race. Let's get an update from Alex Hayden.
Well, with Tim Steele's crew chief, Tom Sokolowski. And Tom, how's Tim Steele's condition? He's still in the care center.
He's all right. They think he has some broken ribs and he has an ankle that hurts. Other than that, he says he's all right. They're going to take him to the hospital and double check, but I think we'll be all right. It's going to be sore for a while.
Not the way rookie Tim Steele wanted to end his day this afternoon after coming off of a season-best 13th a week ago.
So Tim Steele will be transported to a nearby hospital for some checkovers there. Pretty hard shot down into turn one, and as a matter of fact, the truck came up in the air probably about a foot and a half, 2 feet, and back down again, and that must have been a pretty rough ride for Tim Steele. Let's take this opportunity to run you back through the field, let you know where your favorite driver is running right now. Dennis Setzer is in command, Jimmy Hensley second, Stacy Compton is third with Andy Houston fourth, Jack Sprague fifth, Kevin Sawinski is sixth, seventh is Ron Hornaday, eighth is Randy Tolsma, ninth Greg Biffle, and Mike Bliss is 10th.
Continuing on with a look at the running order, in 11th position, Mike Stefanik, Scott Hansen rides 12th, Lance Norick in 13th, David Starr currently shows in 14th, followed by Randy Renfro in the 15th position, then Ron Barfield in 16th, Terry Cook is 17th, in the 18th spot, Jamie McMurray, followed by Marty Houston in 19th, and Rob Morgan in 20th.
21st is Mike Wallace with Jay Sauter 22nd after that lengthy pit stop. Kevin Harvick 23rd. 24th is Brian Reffner. Ryan McGlynn rides 25th. Rick Crawford is 26th and right now posted in the garage. 27th is Butch Miller. Lonnie Rush is 28th. 29th is Randy Briggs. Tim Steele 30th. 31st is Tom Hubert. 32nd is Ron Bonifield. And all those drivers we just mentioned from 28th through 32nd are all posted in the garage. One driver who's having a pretty good day today is Andy Houston. He's worked his way up to the fourth position. And Alex Hayden, they have to feel pretty good about this run.
Indeed. Doing quite well down here. We're going to try to step in here and get a word in just a moment. But they're busy right now with the tires. Tires have been somewhat of an issue all weekend. And right now the crew's working on the tires. So we'll get a word in just a moment.
While we have a chance, let's take a moment to remind you that the NASCAR Winston Cup Series is at the Winston at Lowe's Motor Speedway. MRN Radio will have live coverage later on this evening, getting underway with live coverage at 7:15 Eastern Time with the Winston on MRN. Then we'll pack up the MRN microphones and head off to Nazareth Speedway, where we pick up the NASCAR Busch Series tomorrow afternoon for the first Union 200. Our live coverage begins at 11:45 Eastern Time.
Let's check back down on pit road.
Well, while we have a chance, let's get a word with Roland Wolodico, crew chief for Kevin Harvick. Kevin was making his way to the front, Roland. Now he's back in 18th. What's the problem?
We got bad loose, so we made a pit stop, changed tires, all four, and changed the pressure and pulled the rubber out of the right rear.
That's Roland Wolodico, crew chief for Kevin Harvick. Kevin was as high as 7th early on, but the truck just got loose. The rear end wanted to come around. They pitted under green. They got stuck with this last caution flag. They got back in the field. Now they've come back down the pit lane to change the rights, hoping that this is what their Porter Cable Ford needs to get back to the front.
Some of the teams were concerned about tires, and actually the tire allotment was a little bit up this weekend. Normally they would have 16 tires, and that's to practice, to qualify, to get up through the whole show on. One of the ways that NASCAR contains the cost of the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series this weekend, they allowed the teams to buy four additional tires, and they didn't earmark those tires. It was anything you want, rights, lefts, fronts, backs, whatever you need. Everybody was able to up their allotment by four of tires this weekend, and so far, Kurt, it looks like a few teams need them.
And just about a half lap away, in fact, from a restart, Fred, is Dennis Setzer, who had to work hard to get up to the front of the field. Now will have his hands full. He's got Jimmy Hensley, Stacy Compton lining up behind him, Andy Houston. We documented he's moved up to the fourth position. All those leaders about to come out of turn four and get set for the green flag.
Getting set to get back to green. It'll come out on lap number 81 as Setzer pulls them off turn four slowly. Pace truck is off. Down the front straightaway they come. Green flag is out. The lap truck's being blown by on the inside. Leaders on the outside as they race off to turn one.
Dennis Setzer is able to jump on the accelerator quickly and jump out away from the lap vehicles along with Jimmy Hensley. But further back in the pack, though, three wide as they go back into three. Jay Sauter, then it's Ron Barfield, Stacy Compton in the inside. Contact with Compton and Andy Houston as they slide up the track.
Compton, for the second time today, does a masterful job at getting his Dodge back under control and in a straight line. But he's got Andy Houston moving up to the inside.
Houston goes to the inside, back up towards the front. Jimmy Hensley jumps back out in the lead, gives himself about a two-truck length cushion coming off four.
Don't miss your chance to race for the million.
Finalists, are you ready?
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back. Enter now to win a VIP trip to the NASCAR Cup Series Championship race at the Phoenix Raceway, where you could take home $1 million.
The winner is contestant number two.
The race for the million is on.
It feels amazing.
Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR. Home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
Stacy Compton continues to backslide now. Here comes Kevin Zawinski on the inside. Tries to muscle by Compton. Close quarters racing. Zawinski loses a spot. Here comes Hornaday in turn one.
Hornaday drifts up to the outside as he has to take the high road around Zawinski. Back behind him, Randy Tolsma trying to make the same trek up on the high side. Hornaday gets a position on Zawinski back in the turn.
So resetting the running order where those battles are taking place. Andy Houston up to third. Jack Sprague in fourth. Then Stacy Compton, Ron Hornaday, and Kevin Zawinski. They're back in turn two.
Kevin Zawinski is able to make a run down to the inside on Hornaday, but then Hornaday shuts down the door. Back into a single file line. Back through turn three. Further back up towards the front. Stacy Compton trying to work his way through lap traffic.
Jimmy Hensley grabs the lead. It's a side-by-side battle, though, still in turn two.
Setzer down to the inside. Hensley up on the high side. Jay Sauter right on the back bumper of Setzer's truck. They're side-by-side, door-to-door, back through turn three and four.
Dodge versus Dodge in a contest for the lead. Jimmy Hensley, who led several laps at the outset of the race, now comes strong into turn one and regains the advantage.
Has to jump on the brakes going into turn one, gets back in the accelerator again, and holds on to that spot over Dennis Setzer, but Setzer is right on his back bumper waiting for a slip-up from Hensley.
Dennis Setzer not letting Jimmy Hensley get too far away as they cross the start-finish line and post 86 up on the board. Let's check down quickly on pit road.
An update about Stacy Compton. The truck has been loose so far the entire race. They came into pits fourth, they went out the pits fourth, and the problem is on the restart, the lap traffic was down to the inside, and Stacy got kicked up out of the inside lane and could not get back in line.
We have a new leader in the O'Reilly Auto Parts 200. Dennis Setzer gets back around Jimmy Hensley and grabs the lead, and in just a few laps, he may be able to pick up the Gatorade Front Runner Award. However, as he comes across the line, Jimmy Hensley has thoughts about maybe taking it back away.
Jimmy Hensley staying right in his tire track. Setzer was able to make the move back before the break by coming out in the inside, coming off turn two. Hensley slipped up to the outside wall, left the middle wide open, and Setzer took over that spot. Now they're in heavy, heavy lap traffic.
Here's Setzer deciding which way to go to get around that slower traffic just ahead. He will go to the outside to clear Scott Hansen in turn one.
Now Hansen separates Hensley and Setzer. Setzer sets his sights now on the back truck of Rob Morgan. Directly in front of him is Kevin Harvick. The leaders are back in three.
Gingerly working his way through lap traffic, Rob Morgan occupies the inside lane, so that shuts down Setzer for the moment. He'll go down low and try to get by on the inside in turn one.
Setzer all the way down to the apron part of the track. He has Ron Hornaday directly in front of him now as they come off turn two. Down the dogleg, back straightaway. It Setzer on the outside. Hornaday down to the inside. Setzer goes easily around Hornaday back off four.
Here comes Dennis Setzer out of turn four. He sees the crossed flag signifying he is the leader at the halfway point. So $2,000 courtesy of Gatorade, the official sports beverage of NASCAR, the front runner award to Dennis Setzer.
As Setzer went by Ron Hornaday, he put him one lap down. Let's check down in his pit, Mike Bagley.
Well, the crew thinks Ron Hornaday may have a tire problem. Ron had to come in early on to make an unscheduled stop. Then he went all the way back up to the field, got as high as seventh, and now the crew thinks that there's something wrong with the left front. Ron's trying to ride it out, but he's just lost a lap to race leader Dennis Setzer.
So Dennis Setzer continues to knock down this field in a big way. He's, as a matter of fact, only about half of the trucks now exist on the lead lap. Setzer leads. Jimmy Hensley is second. Jack Sprague is third. Andy Houston fourth. Stacy Compton fifth. It's Kevin Zawinski now in the sixth position, having a pretty good run here today. Greg Biffle is seventh. Randy Renfro is eighth. Randy Tolsma ninth. Mike Bliss rounds off the top 10.
Further back in the running order, in the 11th spot is Mike Stefanik. David Starr rides 12th. Ron Hornaday in 13th position. Scott Hansen in 14th. Then Terry Cook in the 15th spot. In 16th, Mike Wallace, followed by Ron Barfield in 17th, with Jay Sauter, Jamie McMurray, and Marty Houston to round out the top 20.
So Dennis Setzer continues to show the way. That's your top 20. As we circulate around this one-half-mile bull ring, 30 degrees of banking on this racetrack, Kurt, and most of the drivers say this is a track where you really don't use a whole lot of brake. Momentum is everything.
And also a track where we often hear, Fred, about how turn four is a part of the racetrack, which narrows up quickly. We saw some problems just the last time by for Greg Biffle and Butch Miller, who got together and made contact. Right now, Jay Sauter comes down the pit lane. Let's cover his stop with Alex Hayden.
Jay Sauter on pit road as the caution flag comes out. Bad break for him. The crew goes to the right side. New Goodyear Eagles for Jay Sauter. No chassis adjustment. They swing back around. The jack is down, and Jay Sauter is away.
So the caution flag waves once again this afternoon in the O'Reilly Auto Parts 200 with 106 laps on the board. As again, everyone will form up behind the pace truck in just a moment.
And the caution will come out for debris on the racetrack. quite a bit of, if you look at the very bottom lane of this racetrack, Kurt, there's quite a bit of mud, and there's really no curbing on the very bottom. So if you get a wheel off, it's real easy to kick rocks, dirt, mud up onto the racetrack, and that's one thing certainly NASCAR was looking for this weekend.
Kind of an unusual sight to see when you come to the I-70 Speedway and take a look at the layout, the fact that the grassy apron on the infield just runs right out to the edge of the racetrack in both turns 1 and 2 and in turns 3 and 4 as race leader Dennis Setzer now moves by and accepts the caution flag.
So Dennis Setzer will come by on lap number 107. This is going to kind of tighten up everything now as Setzer now has Jimmy Hensley right on his tailgate as we restart. We were talking about some of the drivers who were on the lead lap. Let's run down just the lead lap for you. Dennis Setzer, Jimmy Hensley is second. Jack Sprague is third with Andy Houston fourth. Stacy Compton is fifth. Kevin Zawinski sixth. Greg Biffle is seventh. Randy Renfro eighth. Randy Tolsman ninth. And Mike Stefanik rounds off the top 10. That is the lead lap with 23 trucks, one lap or more down or in the garage. Fourth caution period of the afternoon, and it has again triggered wholesale pit stops. Mike Bagley.
Leaders were into this turn one end of pit road. Stacy Compton, Jimmy Hensley. Also, Greg Biffle has been in. Right side tires only for Greg Biffle. Everyone else taking left sides. And it's been routine service. Greg Biffle got pinned in behind Randy Tolsma. Tolsma had to jump on the binders. Jack Sprague, one of those leaders in the pitting, whipped his Chevrolet out in front of Tolsma. Tolsma really had to jump on the brakes. Ron Hornaday, a lap down, has just made his pit stop, changing left side tires. One round of wedge out on this cycle of pit stops.
Alex Hayden.
Dennis Setzer was in again. Left side tires this time, crew chief Howard Comstock. And tell you what, you guys are setting the pace here. How hard on the Goodyear tires are you to set this pace?
Actually, we took our right sides off. They look perfect. We haven't had a chance to look at these lefts yet, but as fast as he was before the caution, I'm sure they're fine. They brought us a great tire here.
That's Howard Comstock. Again, they're leading the parade off pit road on the turn four end for the second time.
So the field continues to work caution, currently at lap 110. Let's take a moment while we have the chance and tell you about some other NASCAR action taking place in the other touring divisions this weekend. The Pepsi 125 will take place later today at South Sound Speedway in Tenino, Washington, in the Raybestos Brakes Northwest Series. Starting time will be 7:30 p.m. At the Lowe's Motor Speedway at Charlotte, North Carolina, the Goodies Dash Series makes a stop this coming Wednesday evening at 8:30 p.m. on May 26th for the Tom Johnson Camping Center Easy Care Vehicle Service Center 100. Tidy Cats presents the 9th Annual Connecticut Classic 150. That will be at the Stafford Motor Speedway in Stafford Springs, Connecticut, part of the Featherlight Modified Series, and that will take place on Friday, May 28th, beginning at 9 o'clock. And also we'll tell you about the Miller Lite 125, scheduled as part of the Remax Challenge Series at Madison, Wisconsin International Speedway, 9 p.m. the starting time, Friday, May 28th.
Talked about a couple of good saves from Stacy Compton today. Boy, he has been in some real hornet's nest, and he's been able to pull himself out of it. Stacy Compton has been kind of the picture of consistency this year. Last year, he finished seventh in points, but with only 9 top 5 finishes and 27 starts. This season, he slipped to third in points, and that is after a huge streak of all top 5 finishes in the beginning of the season. Last week in Pikes Peak, they had some engine failure. But other than that, they have been consistent. 6 top fives and 7 starts. I asked Stacy, what's made the difference for this team?
There's several times this year that Kevin's had to say, you know, think about that big picture. They've put me in position to win races. They put me in position to be in a top five. And, you know, Kevin's made some great calls, and these guys have flat smokes and pit stops. And it's put us in position. And, you know, on several occasions, I've wanted to do things that I probably shouldn't, and Kevin and Cal both have said, look, just, you know, our goal is for top fives. That's what we need to do. And we learned a lot last year. I mean, we looked at our program last year, and we said, this is what we need to do this year, and it's race smart. And if we can continue to do that, I mean, we know we're going to stumble. We know we're going to have some problems. Hopefully we won't, but we're prepared to have it. And if we do, being able to recover is what's going to make the difference. And I think these guys right now are able to recover. I mean, we're coming into each race with so much confidence right now, it makes a ton of difference.
The thoughts of Stacy Compton, who has yet to pick up a win here so far in 1999, but they don't seem to be too anxious to do it. Top fives is what gets you the points lead. Let's go down to pit road.
Well, let's get a thought with Kevin Cram, Stacy's crew chief. What's Stacy saying so far, Kevin?
Stacy says the same problem we had at Martinsville is back. This is the same truck. We changed the box, the pump. We changed everything. I guess we got to go home and change the steering shaft. But you know, we finished well at Martinsville. Hopefully we got another finish like that here for the RC Cola Dodge.
It's Kevin Cram, crew chief for Stacy Compton, right now running in the top five.
And the field forms up for the restart over in turn number four. Randy Renfro up at the front of the field with Dennis Setzer behind him, Jack Sprague and Stacy Compton, and also Andy Houston, the top five. And a big line of lap traffic stacks up down to the inside as the green flag goes in the air, and Renfro is quick on the brake as he heads off to turn one.
Renfro back quickly through the gears, but down to the inside, the last truck of Brian Ruffner. Everybody bunched up side by side, back to turn two. Three wide coming off the turn with Stacy Compton and Andy Houston as Lance North look to the inside, but everybody back double wide back off turn four.
Big time scramble for the second position as they race off turn four. Jack Sprague looking to the inside of Dennis Setzer there. They're in turn one.
Now Setzer going to look to the inside, trying to make the move for the top spot, but then Sprague gets in the back bumper of Setzer, allows Hornaday to get back up on the outside. Big bunch up back in three.
All that traffic now comes back off the corner. Ron Hornaday shot to the high side of the racetrack to clear some of the traffic, which was bottled up down low, but the race leader, Randy Renfro, is back in turn two.
Renfro leads the pace out front. Ruffner down to the inside of the lap truck. Then it's Hornaday up on the outside. Setzer right back behind Renfro on the bottom part of the track, side by side with Hornaday and Renfro coming off the turn.
Here comes Ron Hornaday across the top of the banking, trying to get one lap back. He'll dive down to the inside in turn one, try to do the scramble there.
Renfro slips up. Hornaday goes down to the inside, and Hornaday takes over the spot, cleanly coming off the turn. Side by side racing with Setzer now going to the inside of Ruffner.
Here comes Dennis Setzer. Gets by to the inside of Ruffner, and now this will mean a battle for the lead is shaping up as they cross the start-finish line with Dennis Setzer chasing after Renfro.
Setzer gets in the backside of Renfro. Renfro slides up. Setzer to the inside. Jay Sauter will come with the dodge down to the inside. They're single file inside. Now trouble back up into the turn as Renfro slides up, almost collects the wall, keeps control of the truck. He slips all the way back four spots.
What a save. If you're a dirt track lover, Randy Renfro just dirt tracked his way through three and four. He's still in trouble down in two.
Renfro trying to get it back out of the inside. Andy Houston blasts by him on the inside. Also coming with him is Ruffner. Ruffner trying to look to the inside of Renfro side by side in four.
Here comes the race leader, Dennis Setzer, back out of turn four and back down into turn number one, again trying to put Ron Hornaday back a lap down.
Hornaday cannot keep his truck down to the inside, but it does have good straightaway speed. He's side by side with Setzer back in turn three. Sauter down to the inside of Hornaday.
Dig down low goes Dennis Setzer. Jay Sauter comes through, tries to get one of his two laps back. But Setzer now moves away. Here comes Sprague. He'll work over Hornaday in two.
Sprague trying to work his way down to the inside of Ron Hornaday. Works up door to door back into turn three. Sprague with the preferred line. It's Hornaday on the outside in four.
Here's Jack Sprague running in the second position now. Holds the line down low and moves by Ron Hornaday's truck. So Sprague, who is in the second spot, works his way back to turn two.
Sprague slips up a little bit. Hornaday tries to get up on the back bumper, but it's not going to happen. And Sprague has good straightaway speed. But back in the pack now, it's Andy Houston making a run back up in the front.
Back with you here at I-70 Speedway in Odessa, Missouri, just outside of Kansas City on a glorious afternoon, about 85 degrees, just a slight high cloud cover, and a great race happening in front of us where right now Dennis Setzer is showing the way with Jack Sprague second, Andy Houston third, Stacy Compton fourth, and Kevin Swinski fifth. Let's run you all the way back through the field. Greg Biffle is sixth, Mike Stefanik seventh, eighth is Jimmy Hensley, ninth is Randy Tolsma, and 10th is Randy Renfro. Mike Bliss rides 11th with Ron Hornaday 12th. Scott Hansen 13th. David Starr 14th. 15th is Mike Wallace and Terry Cook is 16th. 17th, Ron Barfield. Kevin Harvick is 18th. 19th is Marty Houston. And 20th is Rob Morgan. Jamie McMurray rides 21st. Jay Sauter is 22nd. Lance Snorick 23rd. 24th is Brian Ruffner with Ryan McGlynn 25th. 26th is Butch Miller, and he would be the last truck on the track. 27th and in the garage, Rick Crawford. Also in the garage is Lonnie Rush in 28th. 29th, Randy Briggs. Tim Steele is 30th. Tom Hubert, 31st. And 32nd is Phil Bonifield. We've only had four caution periods here today. The first one came out on lap number six when Ryan McGlynn took a pretty hairy spin down in turn one. Tim Steele brought out the second caution with a hard crash in turn two. That happened on lap number 28. On lap 72, pretty good crash down in turn four involving Rick Crawford and again Ryan McGlynn. And the caution came out for the fourth and final time here today on lap number 106, and that was for debris. The lead has been pretty spirited swap. On the pole was Stacy Compton. Ron Hornaday grabbed it away on lap two. Then it was Jimmy Hensley who led for quite a bit of the distance. Our third lead change of the afternoon happened when Dennis Setzer grabbed it away. That was on lap 50. Jimmy Hensley came back to take it away on lap number 86. Then Setzer swapped it back again with him. Randy Renfro, after some quick pit work, was out on top for a couple of laps. That was right around lap number 113. And Dennis Setzer back on top now. He grabbed the spot on lap number 117. Jack Sprague, just a moment ago as we were giving you the rundown, has taken the lead away from Dennis Setzer. And that is, we'll bring you up to date with where we are right now. This mid-race update brought to you by Porter Cable Professional Power Tools. Since 1906, an American company committed to making their tools the best. So whether it's a circular saw, cordless drill, air nailer, or any other power tool, you know you're getting top quality all the way. Porter Cable, sold in home centers, lumber yards, and tool outlets everywhere.
Been watching that battle for the lead after Jack Sprague got around in a Setzer to take over. He quickly came up on some lap traffic, but Jason Toy, so far, Sprague has handled the situation quite well.
Sprague is almost a master at working his way through the traffic. He's running the bottom line, the preferred group around this track. Setzer staying right in his tire tracks on four.
Race leader comes back across the line. Jack Sprague works his way back down into turn one. Brian Reffner's truck is just ahead.
Brian Reffner directly in front along with Terry Cook up front. Sprague goes down to the inside, passes those drivers with ease. But Dennis Setzer now trying to work his way back up on the inside of Reffner.
So as Jack Sprague shows the way across the start-finish line with 60 laps remaining, we'll check down in the garage where Rick Crawford may be calling it a day. What's the situation down there, Mike?
Well, let's find out. Rick, you were involved in a caution two cautions ago. Crews doing a lot of work right now. What are they repairing on your truck?
I think we messed up the left front suspension on it a little bit. George Church has set up a pretty good truck here today, and it's just a shame. Circle Bar Motel and RV Park Ford is hanging on his own, and we needed every inch of racetrack we could get, and somebody else took a little bit of what we needed, so that's the reason we crashed.
Right now, Rick Crawford's Ford F-150 up on jack stands. The crew has the hood up and working on the left front.
Andy Houston continues to have a good run this afternoon, up in the third position right now. Alex Hayden, what's the story out of his pit?
Excellent run for Andy Houston. Started 15th, as you mentioned, Kurt, up to third. The crew chief, Rick Wren, communicating with his drivers. Rick, what's Andy saying about the truck?
I can't hear you. It's so loud down here, but I'll tell you, our truck's been good since we unloaded. We just got in a bad qualifying run. We haven't really made any adjustments today, but we're a little loose on this set of tires. So we get in here one more time, get this cat rental for some right sides, and we'll be good to go.
That's Rick Wren, crew chief for the third place runner, Andy Houston.
Andy Houston circulating around this bull ring, chasing Dennis Setzer and leader Jack Sprague with 49 laps remain. Jack Sprague, Dennis Setzer, Andy Houston, Stacy Compton, and Mike Stefanik round off the top five here.
Give a quick tip of the hat, in fact, to Mike Stefanik, one of the rookie contenders this year on the circuit. He has worked his way up into position to challenge for the fourth spot. He's got Stacy Compton just ahead. The battle for fourth heads off into turn one.
Battling back in here, it's Mike Stefanik down on the inside. Compton, who's a little bit slippery coming off the turn, it opens up down on the inside for Stefanik. He tries to shoot down into turn three, but Compton shuts it off back in the middle of the turn.
Stacy Compton muscles his way down to the inside of the racetrack. Stefanik can do nothing with him there, but keeps the fender alongside. They're side by side in one.
Stefanik gets the run down to the inside. Compton slips up. Now Mike Wallace, who just came off the pit road, gets up in front of Stefanik. Of course, Stefanik go to the high road around the ASA Ford.
So Mike Stefanik, who currently leads the USG Sheetrock brand Rookie of the Year standings for the circuit, moves up and takes over the fourth position. Let's check into the pits with Alex Hayden, who's standing by in the Kevin Sawinski pit.
With crew chief Joe Sheeran. And Joe, well, the caution flag comes out right now. How's Kevin's truck doing?
Truck's pretty good. We're just kind of hanging on right here. We're waiting for this last pit stop. We're going to put right sides on here, and we'll see what we got.
They're ready to go. Getting ready to make a pit stop there in the Sawinski pit.
Caution is on the speedway once again as Jack Sprague brings them to a slow stall down the back straightaway. Now rolling off turn number four and coming across the line to acknowledge the caution flag. That coming out for debris on lap number 45. Jack Sprague, Dennis Setzer, Andy Houston, Mike Stefanik, Stacy Compton, Kevin Sawinski, Jimmy Hensley, Randy Tolsma, Greg Biffle, and Mike Bliss. That's the way they roll across the line at lap number 44. Or I should say, 44 to go.
With 156 laps on the board, the field again continues to bunch up behind the pace truck for this latest caution this afternoon. Again, we documented a moment ago the run of Kevin Sawinski, and to complete that thought, as Fred just told you, he is currently showing in the sixth position as the field currently works its way over to turns three and four under caution.
So as we work our way through the fifth caution period of the afternoon, we look towards the final segment of this event, where we expect to see quite a few drivers come down pit road, put on their final set of rubber, and get set to go for about 40 laps to finish this one off. Here comes Jack Sprague, Dennis Setzer. Quite a few takers in the lead pack, some staying out on the racetrack. First of all, let's head down to the top end of pit road. Let's cover Jack Sprague's stop. Here's Mike Bagley.
Well, the crew jumps over to the right side of the Team GMAC Chevrolet. Also putting some 76 racing gasoline in. Jack Sprague is the only truck in at this end of pit lane. He gets routine service. He's down and away. Four pit stops in front of Alex Hayden.
Second place runner Dennis Setzer was just in, took right side tires, filled it up with Unical 76 racing fuel. He is back out on the speedway. Andy Houston also just now down off the jack. Right side tires and 76 racing fuel for him as well.
More pit stops up in front of Mike Bagley.
Jimmy Hensley, also Stacy Compton in. Crew changing right side. Goodyear Eagles on those trucks. Also 76 racing gasoline. Jimmy Hensley and Stacy Compton, a dead heat off of this end of the pit lane.
Greg Biffle was one of the drivers who stayed out on the racetrack for that first round of pit stops. Now he dives down pit lane. Let's cover his stop as he rolls slowly into the Granger pit.
Well, here's Greg Biffle in for his pit stop. Right now, the crew going across the wall, tending to Greg Biffle's truck. They're working on the left side of his truck. Also, some 76 racing gasoline for Greg Biffle as he coming in one lap after the leaders at this caution flag.
Some more lap trucks pitting in front of Alex Hayden.
Jay Sauter's one of those. He was able to get one lap back from his two that he was down earlier. Another good, quick pit stop for Jay Sauter's Goodwrench team. Also, Mike Wallace, the winner from Pikes Peak a week ago, just makes his pit stop. He is down and away as well.
Jack Sprague, Dennis Setzer, Andy Houston, Jimmy Hensley, and Stacy Compton will bring us around to the green here at Odessa. The O'Reilly Auto Parts 200, all but complete, 39 laps to go, but still plenty of time for those who may be able to do so to chase down Jack Sprague, Dennis Setzer, Andy Houston, Stacy Compton, Kevin Zawinski is fifth. Sixth is Randy Tolsma with Mike Stefanik seventh. Jimmy Hensley eighth, and Hensley had come into the pits in about the fourth position. Now he's mired back in a bit of traffic. That'll include some lap trucks as well. Mike Bagley, are they concerned about that at all?
Well, they made two pit stops under this caution flag, one for look like routine service, and then now for a chassis adjustment. Fred Wanky's the crew chief. Fred, the truck was dominant early on. How is it now in the later stages?
Well, right now we're pretty loose, and we decided to go ahead and come in and put some bite in, and since there was only eight trucks on the lead lap, we felt like if we made a chassis adjustment, it helped. The way we are right now, we couldn't win the race, so we're here to win and run the best we can, so we decided to make a change.
Fred Wanky, crew chief for Jimmy Hensley, says they're just hanging on and riding out these last few laps.
Field continues to work under the caution flag. Mike Stefanik is currently seventh in the running order. Let's check in at his pit with Alex Hayden.
Crew Chief Emery Donaldson down here for Mike Stefanik, the leader in the rookie standing so far. And fourth place when you came in, eighth when you came out.
Well, we had a little problem on that last pit stop, but we want to be safe. We knew we were last car in the lead lap, even if we went out at the end of that group. We got 40 laps to go. We got good tires on the car. We made a couple of adjustments, and he's ready to go racing.
That's Emery Donaldson, crew chief for Rookie of the Year contender Mike Stefanik.
And Mike Stefanik has things pretty well in hand in the early part of the season. Stefanik leads Scott Hansen, David Starr, Tim Steele, and Ryan McGlynn. That's your top five in the USG Sheetrock brand Rookie of the Year standings. And right now, Mike Stefanik's the only driver on the lead lap, so he stands to, if all things go well from this point forward, continue to push forward in his quest to be Rookie of the Year in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
Just about to set a couple of laps or so, perhaps, from going back green before we do. Speaking of Stefanik, he is one of the drivers who will be in the top 10 in the outside lane when we do go back racing. He had worked his way up as high as the fourth position in the running order before this most recent caution began to wave. So it will be a test for Stefanik and others to use this racetrack and also accommodate some of the lap trucks as well when we do go back to green flag racing.
Getting set to get back to green here at Odessa I-70 Speedway in Odessa, Missouri. It comes out. Greg Biffle was the first truck in line on the inside. However, he is one lap down. On the outside of the racetrack, there's the battle for the lead in turn one.
Jack Sprague slowly coming up through the gears to get up on the outside of Ron Barfield. Slaughter will look out of the inside. Three wide down the back straightaway. They head back into turn three and four. It's Sprague on the outside in four.
Sprague for a moment had lap traffic stacked up double wide to his inside before it all straightened out. But Sprague, the race leader, is racing off to turn two.
Sprague slips up a little bit again, allows Slaughter to get that position on the inside. Sprague will stay back in his tire tracks. Then it's Ron Barfield, Dennis Setzer, and
and Andy Houston up on the outside.
So Jay Sauter and Greg Biffle are able to muscle their way around leader Jack Sprague and grab one lap back of the two they're down. But Sprague is scrambling away from second and third in turn two.
Setzer gets held up behind the lap truck of Ron Barfield. Now he clears that truck back up to the front. Sprague is now trying to work on the backside of Jay Sauter as he has a little bit of a cushion back to the second position.
As Jack Sprague does that with the race lead, here's Dennis Setzer in the second position. He's got Andy Houston trying to chase him down from third.
Dennis Setzer with open real estate up on the leader of Sprague. Houston in the same boat as well. Same in the tire tracks. Sprague to the inside of Jay Sauter. Setzer will try to look on the backside of Sauter off four.
Dennis Setzer is nipping away the distance between he and Jack Sprague as the laps wind down in Odessa, Missouri. 30 to go.
Trouble back on the front straightaway. It's Marty Houston getting the tap on the back end. Spins around and nobody else involved. He gets it back straight.
And we stay green. Marty Houston scraped the wall on the inside of the racetrack. He continues on, a great save, and we continue under the green flag with Jack Sprague, Dennis Setzer, Andy Houston, Stacy Compton, and Randy Tolsma up in the top five. A hot nose to tailgate battle for the lead continues into turn one, and now there's trouble up in the corner.
Greg Biffle spins around, Marty Houston in the wall, right in front of the leaders. Biffle spins around, coming off turn two, forces everybody to check up, but back over in between turns one and two, it's Marty Houston right in front of the leaders. Looked like it just broke away for him. The truck came to rest in the middle of the turn. Now a little bit of fire out of the front of Marty Houston's truck as he's resting now between turn one and two.
Flames erupting from underneath Marty Houston's truck. It appears to be an oil fire, and characteristically the oil leaks down onto the racetrack and the fire kind of trickles down from underneath the cockpit. Let's check back out with Jason Toy. It looks like Marty's out.
Marty is able to jump out of the truck. He's starting to guide the firemen about, hey, get the fire out on this truck. He is trying to take his helmet off. He appears to be okay, but back in front of that, coming off turn two, Greg Biffle spun around directly in front of our third place runner, Andy Houston. A good run for Houston to take the high road to go right through the cloud of smoke to keep on with his position.
Tough turn of events for Marty Houston. His truck, as Jason told you, just shot up the banking heading off into turn number one and made contact hard with the outside wall, as now the leaders all begin once again to form up behind the pace truck in the front straightaway with Jack Sprague, Dennis Setzer, and Andy Houston, the top three.
Let's set the scene for you. 24 laps remain. The cleanup down in turn number two probably is going to take at least three or four laps, so we're coming down to about a 15-20 lap shootout. Jack Sprague shows the way. Dennis Setzer is second. Andy Houston is third, with Compton fourth. Randy Tolsma fifth. Jimmy Hensley sixth. Kevin Zawinski seventh. And that is the lead lap. Mike Stefanik eighth. Let's put him on the lead lap too as well. So we have eight trucks on the lead lap. But right now, pretty much everything's going Jack Sprague and Dennis Setzer's way. Setzer, just moments ago before this caution came out, was just about set to pounce on Sprague. And Mike Bagley, is there any concern down there?
Well, the crew members were up on the wall with their arms folded, looking nervously at the racetrack. Dennis Conner up on top of the toolbox. See if we can get a word from Dennis. He's going to have to lean down. He's looking at me. I'm going to go around the backside, see if we can get Dennis there. He's trying to communicate with Jack on the truck. And the last report was the truck was a little loose. That's the second weekend in a row. The joke in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series is that Jack says that the truck is constantly tight. They can't get it loose enough for Jack, and evidently they have so far. Let's get the official word now as Dennis is on top of the toolbox. Dennis, can you hold off Dennis Setzer?
I'm not sure about that. He's been strong all day long, just like us. Quite frankly, if it had stayed green for the rest of the race, Team GMAC would have probably had a better shot at winning the thing. But we're good, he's good, and we'll have to wait and see how many laps left and see what happens.
So it's a wait-and-see attitude in Jack Sprague's pit.
O'Reilly Auto Parts 200 is coming down to a final 15 to 20 lap shootout. One of the drivers all eyes are on right now to maybe be able to get up there and take it away from Jack Sprague is Dennis Setzer. Alex Hayden is standing by in his pit.
Well, Howard Comstock, the crew chief of Dennis Setzer, we've talked to him a couple of different times. He's right now communicating with his driver. Howard, did the caution hurt you, or is this going to help you?
Well, it bunches everything up, so there's always more danger, but I think from now on it's going to be heart. You know, it's whoever's got the most heart to win this thing.
How are the tires?
Tires have been great all day. Really, really good. Goodyear brought us a great tire. We haven't had any problems at all.
A lot of confidence down here in this Mopar pit. The Dodge of Dennis Setzer looking strong so far.
Several strong runners in the finish of this one, including Andy Houston, Stacy Compton having a pretty good day, Jimmy Hensley, Kevin Zawinski, Randy Tolsma, all on the lead lap, along with Mike Stefanik, who continues to charge forward in the USG Sheetrock Rookie of the Year standings. Hasn't been a great day for Jay Sauter. If they are able to hold their own at this point, they'll post a 14th place finish. However, it's certainly nothing spectacular. Nothing too bad. Sauter's season is really kind of on the rebound right now after a slow start. A few weeks ago, he was pretty much seemingly out of the championship contention, but good finishes at Memphis and Tennessee and Pikes Peak, Colorado, have them back on the rebound. They're back up to eighth in points, and they're back into the championship race. However, today, they're kind of swinging back into the downtime again. I asked Jay, how do you get through the downtimes?
You know, I'm real fortunate with the group of guys I had. Everybody had stayed pretty fired up through the downtimes, but having a good solid run all day, making good pit stops, having a good solid finish, it just lifts them up to that next level, and they're hungry to go racing. I've been racing for 21 years, and I feel like I can drive a race car, race truck, or whatever it is, but there are times when you get those struggles and you begin to wonder, man, is it time to get on to gardening? Or you know, but when you're with a team like this, everybody keeps pushing, and you get back into form and you have a run, and then that just kind of flows away and you get on with life.
Rebounding from adversity, that seems to be the theme for the GM Goodwrench team. The crowd comes to its feet. The drivers scramble. The green is out. We're back racing in turn two.
Sprague jumps out to a big, huge advantage on Dennis Setzer as they work their way around Ron Barfield, Andy Houston. Now the front three are around lap traffic.
As they come by this time, 15 laps to go with Jack Sprague breaking away from Dennis Setzer by five truck lengths in turn two.
All with open real estate directly in front of him. Jack Sprague takes the GMAC Chevrolet on the outside wall. Dennis Setzer staying in his tire tracks. Then about five truck lengths back, it's Andy Houston off four.
Dennis Setzer sets sail off turn four for the leader, Jack Sprague, as he races off to the corner. Back in third is Andy Houston. Alex Hayden is standing by in their pit. Do they have anything for Setzer? Well, or perhaps to take the lead?
Well, let's ask Rick Wren, crew chief for Andy Houston. And Rick, have you guys got anything for the top two?
Well, I'll tell you what, I really don't believe we do. They're, all three of us are running about the same speed. We cleared the lap traffic pretty good, but 15 laps ain't much time, and we're real good on a long run. It's going to be a shootout.
Andy Houston's poised for a shootout. So is the team down here with Rick Wren, crew chief.
One other driver poised for a shootout is Dennis Setzer. Now suddenly he begins to reel in the race leader in turn two.
All afternoon long, Dennis Setzer's been really the only truck that can hug the inside bottom lane. He's able to do that as he drifts to the outside. He makes up ground on Jack Sprague, and Sprague again slips up in the middle of the turn.
And Sprague is tempting him with the inside lane opening up. Sprague through the corner seems to drift up in the middle. And right now, as he races by Jason Toy, he does it again.
He drifts up again and then hugs back down to the inside and lets it drift all the way back out to the outside wall. But again, it gives up ground to Dennis Setzer, the front two now, with about a 15 to 20 length truck separation.
Further back in the top five, here's a challenge for the fourth position. Stacy Compton has it. Jimmy Hensley tries to take it away. They're back in turn one.
Hensley down on the inside as Compton slips up a little bit. Two Dodges battling it out. Right behind them is Randy Tolsma. Compton leads him off the turn, back down into turn three.
As the race for fourth tightens up, so does the race for the lead. Racing off to turn number one, Setzer is there.
Setzer staying right in his tire tracks. Sprague drifts up, Setzer drifts up, but he's able to get a good run off the turn. He's making up a lot of real estate as he is able to drive deeper into turn three.
Eight laps to go, this time by a Chevrolet Dodge battle for the lead. The Chevy of Jack Sprague with the Dodge of Dennis Setzer in pursuit.
Sprague slips up again. Setzer now with that nice little run down to the inside. Again, getting back to a truck length separation on the back bumper of Jack Sprague. They drop it back down to the bottom of turn three. Setzer is getting right on his bumper off four.
Three Dodges in a huge duke for the fourth position. Stacy Compton, Jimmy Hensley, Randy Tolsma running nose to tailgate off the corner. Here's Hensley trying the high side in turn one.
Hensley goes up on the high side and drifts way up high, almost trying to make it three wide coming off the turn. Compton with the advantage, Tolsma on the inside, Hensley with an advantage on the outside, and Mike Stepanek's up in the running as well.
Stacy Compton in fourth slips up in the middle of turns three and four. He's got Randy Tolsma, Jimmy Hensley, and Mike Stepanek all bunching up behind him as again they head off to turn two.
Those four are starting to catch up with Andy Houston in the third place, but it is Stacy Compton with the advantage right in the middle, side by side racing for the past couple of laps with Tolsma and Hensley. They're back in four.
Now Mike Stepanek wants to get into the fray. Jimmy Hensley drifts up the banking. Stepanek comes to the inside. He'll grab the position. Now he works over Tolsma with five to go.
Tolsma now with a good run down on the inside of Compton, but Compton shuts the door again. He'll take the advantage down the back straightaway through the dog leg, back into turn three. They're single file back to the turn.
Here comes that traffic now, back out of turn number four. Stacy Compton still hangs on to the fourth position. Randy Tolsma right behind takes another look to the inside in turn one.
Compton having to jump on the binders as he drifts up in the track, but then he shuts the door down as he turns the wheel hard left, cuts off. Randy Tolsma, teammates battle it out back in the turn.
We're talking about the race for fourth as they head off turn four and across the line with three laps remaining. Jack Sprague continues to hold off Dennis Setzer, but that fourth place battle hits hot in turn one.
Tolsma drives deep into the turn, gets a bumper on the back tailgate of Stacy Compton's truck, but Compton keeps it straight. They're staying in a single file line back through turns three and four. Now it's Tolsma with a run down to the inside in four.
Meanwhile, the leaders have crossed the start.
Trouble back in turn four. Randy Tolsma hits the outside wall. Mike Stefanik goes into the wall as well. Tolsma with heavy damage on the back tailgate of his truck. The caution is out.
Caution for the seventh time in the afternoon as Randy Tolsma gets sideways and clouts the wall coming off the fourth corner. He has continued on. Most of the damage happening to the left rear tailgate section of his truck. Oh my, that's going to bring out the caution. We do not end NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series races under caution, so we are setting up a big time green white checkered shootout. Let's go down to pit road.
And that caution flag is not what the team GMAC Chevrolet of team of Jack Sprague's wanted. When Dennis Setzer looked at the flag stand and saw the caution flag, he took his fist, pounded it down on the toolbox. They are not at all happy. Now they have, well, Dennis Setzer will be on their back bumper when the green comes out.
It appeared that Sprague was pretty good on the longer runs while Setzer was good on the jump at the green flag, Kurt. So certainly that could be the case. Jack Sprague was hoping this thing would go green to the finish. He was pulling away.
And for several laps, it appeared that Sprague was having problems in the corner with his truck washing up the banking and Setzer closing in into striking position. It looked like he was within shouting distance, so to speak, to take the lead, but it didn't work out for Setzer, but he will get another try before the afternoon is over.
There is not a truck on this racetrack right now without battle scars. Donuts, clouts with the wall, scrapes off the outside retaining wall. Everybody, including the leader, Jack Sprague, has had some sort of contact out on the racetrack. And so these beaten and banged machines are just about used up. Here's Randy Tolsma. He is certainly used up. He'll pull down the pit lane in front of Mike Bagley.
And they will definitely need a new rear clip on the back of that Dodge. The crew focusing on the left rear of the machine. And it appears to be mostly cosmetic damage, although upon closer examination, the crew is checking the left rear. They give it the thumbs up. He's back off, but there is an alignment problem. The truck tracking slightly to the left in the rear, a bit cattywampus as it leaves the pit lane.
One lap to go. Before we go back to green, let's set the stage again for you. Jack Sprague is going to show the way. Now, he has been real good on the long runs, not so quite as good off the jump. Janice Setzer has been very fast at the green flag. He sits second. Andy Houston is third. They have reported that they don't really feel like they may have anything for the front two, but the way fate has turned here today, it could go Andy Houston's way just as easily. Stacy Compton, he's back and forth. Big-time battle for Compton and his teammate, Randy Tolsma, who just came down the pit lane a moment ago, may have used up some tires there because those two have been going side-by-side for several laps. Running in fifth is Jimmy Hensley. Very, very strong at the start of this 200-lap event, but hasn't been real strong in the latter stages. So Jack Sprague right now seems to be sitting in the catbird seat, Kurt, as we get set to go back to green.
Pace truck pulls on the pit road. The green flag goes in the air, and Jack Sprague pulls the field off to turn one.
And Sprague quickly gets out there, but Setzer's not letting him get away. Setzer stays right on his back tailgate. About a truck length separation, Andy Houston trying to hold on to that third spot from Stacy Compton.
The white flag is set to come out at start-finish. Here comes Sprague across the line. He'll pick it up. Setzer is there. Final lap off to turn one.
As Sprague enters for the final time, he hugs the bottom part of the track. He drifts up a little bit, allows Setzer to get up on his back tailgate. He stays in his tire tracks, back to the dogleg, back to turns three and four. Sprague trying to hold on Setzer for the win.
Setzer with one final try comes out of turn four, but Jack Sprague holds him off, and for the 14th time in his career and for the first time in 1999, Jack Sprague is the winner on the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series circuit. Let's go to pit road.
Dennis Conner, congratulations, the first win of 1999.
Thank you very much. It's been long and hard to get. Thank you very much. Team GMAC deserves it. It's all for GMAC and all their associates and Rick and John.
That's the first time we have seen a smile all day out of Dennis Conner, the crew chief for the winning Jack Sprague here at the I-70 Speedway.
NASCAR Today continues on MRN Radio.
An exciting finish to the O'Reilly Auto Parts 200 here in Odessa, Missouri. The I-70 Speedway crowd beginning to file out, but right now Victory Circle activities are getting underway. Let's first stop in and talk to the guy who just about stole this one away today, Dennis Setzer. What a great run. Alex Hayden is with him.
Indeed. After starting 11th, second place, Dennis Setzer, and looked like he had the truck to beat for most of the day, but came up a little short.
At one time, you know, we did have the truck to beat, but, you know, I congratulate Jack and these guys, and also my guys. You know, they've done an excellent job getting this truck in and out of the pits all day, gained us spots, got us right where we need to be, and didn't adjust the truck all day. We got a little tight at the end, but, you know, that was just, you know, situation, the way it happened.
10th in the points coming into I-70 today. This will not hurt your position at all.
No, this team's run this good all year. You know, we've had a few things happen all year, but, you know, they're due a win. You know, this truck's very competitive. The team is. They've worked really hard this year to get to where they need to be, and I appreciate the job they've done.
Big smile down here on Dennis Setzer's face. He finishes second today.
It was a good afternoon for Andy Houston, who started 15th today. He came home in the third position in the running order. For Houston, in fact, he came into this race riding back-to-back top 10 finishes, so this will be his third consecutive top 10. He was fifth in points prior to today, and it keeps a string intact, which has seen him finish all of the races on the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series circuit this year. He's standing by with Alex Hayden.
Well, Andy Houston, how was the truck on that last run? We thought for a moment you would be able to come up there and steal one away, but cross the stripe third.
Yeah, really we did. And it was a pretty good day. I'd just like to thank our sponsors, the Cat Rental Stores, and this whole race team. They did a great job all day. Pit stops were awesome. I think we gained a spot just about every time we pitted. And to be up front and gain spots is that's pretty amazing. To be on the back in the back and gain some's not that big a deal. But when you're up there among the top five and you're gaining those spots, it's that's something to be proud of. And we got a great group of guys here. And you know, pretty uneventful day. Got in the back of Stacy there one time on one of those restarts, and we all got jammed up in the corner. But other than that, we just kind of stayed out of trouble and kept tires on it.
That's Andy Houston. A strong effort today. Crosses the stripe third.
Jack Sprague, what a great run this is going to be. After a slow start to the season with a 22nd at Homestead, he has not finished any worse than 10th for the remainder of the year. And right now he picks up his first win. He's with Mike Bagley.
Yes, he is. And wait a minute. I don't see the monkey on your back anymore. Jack, congratulations. First win in 99.
Hopefully that turkey fell off back there about halfway through the race. But I tell you what, this team, GMAC, did a great job. We in the race were a little bit loose, and they adjusted on it, and I actually got a little tighter than I wanted to be at the end, and I was concerned with that standard green-white checkered I get myself involved in. But I tell you what, the guys did a great job. The truck hung in there, and I can't believe we won this track. This has been one of our worst racetracks, and I've got a great team, and I've got, you know, they did a great job for me in the pits all day, and you know, it's just all coming together. I've had a great team all year, and I've had great stuff, but it just seems like everything that could go wrong would, and it just didn't today.
Talk about the last few laps racing with Dennis Setzer. When that last caution came out, was it a flashback to Pike's Peak of a week ago?
Oh, terrible. I mean, after that restart before that, when he was catching me, and I thought, man, I'm a little too tight. But I was getting off the corner really well, and then I started pulling away up from him a little bit, and that caution came out. I thought, man, if he gets a hold of this thing and I don't, you know, I'm going to lose this thing all over again. But I couldn't ask for anybody better back there than Dennis Setzer. I knew he'd race me clean, and he did. And it worked out.
What was the deciding factor in this win today? It looks like the chassis setup, either everybody was bad loose or bad tight, had a push or was kicking out. What was the deciding factor for you winning this race?
Well, before last week's race, we kind of figured out what it takes to make this body work, and we've been struggling with that a little bit through the first part of the year. Chevrolet spent a lot of money and a lot of time developing this body, but you know, the other body we had for 4 years, and we had a pretty good handle on it, and nothing that worked on that body seems to work with this body, and it's pretty amazing. It's only a truck's a truck, but it's punching a big hole in the air, and I think we've got a little something figured out.
That's Jack Sprague, winner of the O'Reilly Auto Parts 200. Interesting to note, the first thing he did when he jumped out of the truck was jump on the roof, put a big old dent mark right on the old 24 of his truck. Then he jumped into the arms of his crew, engaging in a little bit of victory moshing here at the I-70 Speedway.
And that is not the only dent on Jack Sprague's truck. It's been a tough day at the office, but now he can enjoy the spoils. Well, our coverage of the O'Reilly Auto Parts 200 is all but complete. Before we go away, we have to talk to two gentlemen who ran a heck of a race today. First of all, let's stop downstairs and talk to Stacy Compton, who keeps that streak alive.
That streak of fourth place finishes, and Stacy, the streak is alive with the top fours or better, but this has got to be especially gratifying to be in the top four after what happened last week at Pikes Peak with the 28th place finish.
Well, it is. I tell you what, you know, that shows how good this team is. These guys, they rebound after every race, and you know, we need to keep this up week in and week out. It was a good race for us. We chased the truck all day today, and congratulations, Jack. They had a good run. It's a good run for us. We need to keep this up. If we can keep this up, we'll be in contention to win that championship.
A lot of congratulations, congratulatory shaking hands down here. And Ginger with the handshake with your right hand. What's going on there?
We lost power steering early in the race. I got a few blisters on it, but it just makes you work a little harder.
Stacy Compton, fourth place finish. This keeps the string alive for the top four finishes for Stacy Compton.
And Jimmy Hensley comes home in fifth position this afternoon for his second straight top five finish. He's standing by with Mike Bagley.
And Jimmy Hensley looked like he's had a rough day at the office. Just climbed down to the Dodge by a penny. Was the race as hard as it looked, Jimmy?
Pretty hard. We had a good truck, you know, about halfway through the race. We could have gotten loose. Just had a hard time tightening it up and just hung on all day, you know, running sideways. So, you know, it's been a pretty rough day. So, you know, was pretty happy to finish fifth.
That's Jimmy Hensley, fifth place finish this afternoon in the O'Reilly Auto Parts 200.
Jack Sprague took the win here today. Let's run you all the way back through the field. Jack Sprague, your winner. Dennis Setzer was second. Andy Houston was third, with Stacy Compton fourth. Jimmy Hensley fifth. Kevin Zwinski sixth. Mike Stefanik comes home seventh. He's a top finishing rookie here today with Randy Tolsma eighth. Ninth was Mike Bliss, and 10th, Greg Biffle.
Coming home in 11th spot was Ron Hornaday. Terry Cook finished 12th, with Scott Hansen finishing 13th. Jay Sauter came home in the 14th spot. In 15th, it was Kevin Harvick, followed by Mike Wallace in 16th. Randy Renfro finishes in 17th position, with Lance Norick, Ron Barfield, and Butch Miller to round out the top 20.
21st was David Starr. Rob Morgan came home 22nd, with Brian Reffner 23rd. 24th was Jamie McMurray. 25th, Ryan McGlynn. The rest of these trucks are all in the garage at the conclusion of the race, starting with 26th, Marty Houston. 27th, Rick Crawford. Lonnie Rush in 28th. 29th was Randy Briggs. 30th was Tim Steele. Tom Hubert finished 31st. And 32nd was Phil Bonifield. The caution flag flew for seven times today, mostly for debris and some minor crashes down in turns 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. We had eight lead changes among seven drivers here this afternoon. A pretty spirited race up front. I'd like to thank the voices you heard today. Jason Toy covering the turns. We had Mike Bagley and Alex Hayden down in the pit and garage area. Fred and Nick Bobel were helping us today. They're our production assistants. Well, it's been a spirited day here at I-70 Speedway. One of the toughest bull rings in the country and one of the toughest drivers in the country has come home with the win, Jack Sprague. Well, that just about wraps things up here in Odessa, Missouri, just outside of Kansas City. We hope you've enjoyed our coverage. We hope to see you next time at the next NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series event. For Kurt Becker, I'm Fred Armstrong, congratulating Jack Sprague, winner of the O'Reilly Auto Parts 200.
Motor Racing Network Classics is a production of the Motor Racing Network with studios in Concord, North Carolina. Remember to visit MRN.com for all the latest news and information. Any use of the accounts or descriptions contained in this broadcast must be with the express written permission of NASCAR and the Motor Racing Network.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.